7 years earlier, Hitler was at his chalet in the Bavarian Alps, along with his dog Blondie, of whom he seemed to be fonder than any human being. He predicted, "The next war will not end like the First World War. There will be no 11th of November. It will be either victory or annihilation." Perhaps this vertiginous feeling of all or nothing is what kept him from marrying his mistress, Eva Braun. He said, "I'm already married to Germany." His Germany is on the verge of collapse. The Soviet forces have surrounded Berlin. But Hitler refuses to admit defeat. He says, "It will be the opposite of Stalingrad." But his remaining soldiers, overwhelmed by the Russian rocket launchers, surrender one after the other. Beneath the ruins of the Chancellery in his underground bunker, Hitler rants and raves and maneuvers his imaginary armies. The last of his faithful followers take advantage of a lull to come out and celebrate his birthday on April the 20th. Hitler is 56 years old. He consoles these Hitler youth who have been chosen because their parents have just been killed in the bombing of Dresden. As the Americans advance westward, they capture thousands of these Hitlerjugend, sent to the front to replace the soldiers who've been killed. The Americans can hardly believe their eyes. These boy soldiers are afraid of nothing. They have undergone years of brainwashing. Hatred and racism have been indoctrinated into them. The old men in the Volkssturm, who are also captured, have no words of comfort for them. The Americans meet up with the Russians on the Elbe, near the Torgau Bridge. East meets West, the final act of the alliance. The atmosphere is friendly for the cameras.